Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 every last one of you. This is your host, Dr. Lakita, and it is Faith Focus Friday's time, and I'm so excited that you are out there. We had a little bit of technical difficulties this morning, but it's all good, and it is well, and we are glad that we are on here live. Today, we're going to be talking about hope in God. Just for a review, for those that may be new and first time being on the live air, Faith Focus Fridays is just 15-minute calls at the beginning or possibly at the end of your Friday. And it's designed to just remind you about the power of staying faith-focused throughout the day and the week. It uses empowerment through the simple biblical truths to connect you to real-life moments. So when we're talking about being faith-focused, I want you to trust in the process of what faith can do and will do if you allow it. For today, we are going to be talking about hope in God. Hope in God. It is designed, our topic today is going to energize your faith, cause it to come into alignment with the will of God for your life, and become alive with the truth about the power of hoping and staying focused on God's promises. It provides a quick foundation on how to put your hope in God and believe in what it is that He has said about you, your life, and your work. You were created to thrive. So if that is the case, then I need for you to keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. So we're talking about hope in God, hope in God. And so we're going to talk just for a second. As usual, we always talk about our three theme scripture, which is found in Hebrews chapter 11. Verses 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is simply the ability to see something or do something without having all the necessary parts or resources. Faith is essential to our living and even to our dying. But when we're trying to be, faith also relies on Hebrews 11:6, which states, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is who He say He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So do you get it? Do you understand what faith is, what it does, what it's supposed to do? Well, great. I'm glad that you have. Now, I'm going to go a little bit farther for one more little thing, and to kind of look at a couple of ways in which we must begin to hope in God. When you think about your life, and let's just think about it for a moment, every last one of us have gone through some situations. Isn't that great? But the thing that sustained you was your some way, somehow. And today, what I want you to do today, though, is I want you to hope God. Hope in the possibility of knowing that your God is more than able, not just a possibility, but hope in God to know that He will do exactly what He says He's going to do. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm wanting to really, really encourage you to allow yourself to let God be the hope seed to sustain you in the life in which we live. It is easy to be discouraged. It is easy to be feeling down and feeling all sorts of ways. But today, the day in which we live in, I believe with everything on the inside of me, that we are going to have to hope in God. Psalms 38 and 15 says it like this, for in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. For thee, O Lord, For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. And so I want to just encourage you again to hope in God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the situation is, and I've had some hairy situations, I've had some scary situations, but God has been faithful so much to the point where he's just allowed me to live above the adversary or the adversity, I should say it like that. And for that, I'm just totally grateful. The scripture says in Psalms 42:5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted or frazzled in me or saddened? The scripture says, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. That was Psalms 42:5. And I've specifically given you a variety of different scriptures because I need for you to hope in God, not in your intellect, not in your thoughts or your wisdom. And I think all of that is wonderful. But there's something about hoping in God that supersedes how we see this life. Psalms 42:11, once again, says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? You hope in God? For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. And my God, that was Psalms 42:11. Psalms 42:11. Another scripture says in Psalm 78, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment. But I love this next verse. Psalms 146:5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That was Psalms 146:5. And if you just chimed in, I'm Dr. Makeda. I'm your host for Faith Focus Fridays, and we are discussing the topic of hope in God, because our hope can get thwarted and become very discouraged at times. We have got to go to the place and or the things that bring us the most satisfaction. And I found out that the thing that brings me the most satisfaction is knowing that I'm able to hope outside of where I need to heal. Sometimes you just got to hope outside of where you need to heal, where you need to get better, become better, because there are some things in this life that will tear you all the way apart if you let it. But you can't let it. You have got to trust in God and do the things that he says so that your hope is solidly founded in the things of God. I am so excited that you're listening, because I want you to understand things are happening, but I'm telling you, grab a hold right now, in this broadcast, right now, by faith. Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust in the name of the Lord. This is the Faith Focus Friday. I'm your host, Dr. Lakita. I've been talking about hope in God, and I need for you to hope in God. Press into it. Trust him. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is faithful. It may look like you're being wiped out. You're just being built up. So you just got to trust him. Trust in what you cannot see. Ah, glory to God. Even if in a time of trouble, it doesn't look like anything is happening, I dare you to hope in God. I'm so excited that I get an opportunity to come to you every week on Faith Focus Fridays. You know, it's just been an absolute joy. But you know what? We got to get out of here. And so this is Faith Focus Fridays with your host, Dr. Lakita Long. And today we've been talking about hope in God. I need for you to hope in God. When all else fails, hope in God. When you need a friend, hope in God. When you need stuff to happen, hope in God. And when you just want to become better, hope in God. God bless you. God keep you. And God allow you to walk time, faith-focused time. And if you want to call in, we do have a call-in number. If you want to call in, 646, we've got a few minutes, 716-7686. I want some live callers. Call in, 646-716-7686. Go ahead and call in. I see several of you on the call. We got a few minutes. You can go ahead and call in, 646-716-7686. Got some questions? We're waiting for you. We'll be more than happy to have you to call right on in, and let's just talk about it. Do you want to share something? Do you want to say something? Last time, for our Hope in God Faith Focus Friday, our call-in number is 646-716-7686. All right. Well, welcome here. We are out of here. I'm your host, Dr. Lakeeta Long. Faith Focus Fridays is every Friday at 6:30 a.m., 50 minutes. God gets the glory. Know that all things are truly working together for your good. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and don't you dare let it go. God bless you. God keep you is always my prayer.